Recently, I uploaded a video here about, you know, what are some of Fortnite's most underrated seasons, and now, of course, we're gonna go to the other side of the spectrum. I asked you guys, what do you think are the most overrated seasons in Fortnite history, and today we're gonna go through some of your guys' replies, and I'm gonna give my thoughts on them. If you go on to enjoy this video, be sure to leave it a like, hit that subscribe button, we're on the final push for 100,000 subscribers, and use code TIEFRIES in the Fortnite item shop. With all that being said, though, let's get right into this. Alright, we are beginning with Justin, who gives us a hot take right out the gate. Chapter 4, Season 2, most things were overpowered, introduced the worst zones in history, no lore, bad map changes besides Mega City, boring bosses, not a bad season, but no way that good. And so I have a couple things to say about this, right? Obviously, if you've been watching my channel for a while, you know I think Chapter 4, Season 2 is easily a top 5 season in this game's history, but Justin does make a couple good points here. Here's what I will say. Bad map changes besides Mega City is absolutely true. DOIs like, you know, Kenjutsu Crossing just don't move the needle at all. If this season did not launch with Mega City, it would be in big trouble. With that being said though, this season came with a top 5 POI in Fortnite history, in my opinion, with Mega City. So it's like, yeah, while the others weren't good, you still do get one of the best POIs in Fortnite history. That makes up for it, in my opinion. You also mentioned that most things in this season were overpowered, and while that is the case, I will say, Enhanced Havoc Pump Shotgun doing like 240 to the head. Kinetic Blades at the time were so good. You had the overclocked Pulse Rifle. To me, it's one of those things where it's like, if everything is overpowered, then nothing is truly overpowered because most of the weapons are on the same level. Now, what I will say is that's not always the case. Obviously, if you have something like an overclocked Pulse Rifle, you're just going to mow down everybody. But you got to remember, there's only a couple of those in the entire lobby, right? So you got to work for those big hitting weapons, and so they deserve to be overpowered. I wouldn't go as far as to say a lot of things in this season were overpowered. But Justin, you're absolutely right by saying boring bosses. I mean, we literally did not have a single boss this season that was any type of like entertaining, right? I remember you had like High Card at Mega City, just so boring. And yeah, there really is no lore here. So I'm not going to try and explain why I think Chapter 4 Season 2 is such a good season. I've actually already done that before in a video. I do see the argument here from Justin, and there were a good amount of people who said Chapter 4 Season 2. So while I don't agree with the take, I still want to acknowledge it in this video because you do make some good points. And coming from Tyler Fries here on Twitter, yeah, that's me, I say Chapter 5 Season 2 is one of the most overrated Fortnite seasons in history. I think when you ask people what was the best season in Chapter 5, I find that a lot of players will say Chapter 5 Season 2. And I feel like Chapter 5 Season 2 has a couple of flaws here. Firstly, I think you see a big issue with the mythic weapon balance here. By far, Cerberus's Gatekeeper Shotgun is far and away the best mythic weapon. And to me, it's not even close, right? Ares Warforged AR, Zeus's Huntress DMR, and what was the other one? It was Hades Harbinger SMG, are just all so painfully mid. And then you just have Cerberus's Gatekeeper Shotgun, which is just unbelievable. You've got people abusing the free lake boosts at Grimgate or abusing the medallion, which is, again, far and away better than every other one in the game. The main mobility item for this season, the Wings of Icarus, let's be honest, are completely useless. I mean, the wings are literally part of your hitbox. I mean, for God's sake, the new wings that we're seeing in Chapter 6, Season 3, that's what these should have been. You should be invincible when you're in the air for these short period of time. While this is a Chapter 5 problem as a whole, I just hate projectile weapons for Chapter 5, Season 2. I feel like because of the Greek gods theme, so many people are high on this season, especially because of how good the POIs were. And yeah, you're exactly right. Like, those POIs are unbelievable. Again, I don't think this is a season that players like super highly regard as one of the best, but in my opinion, like, it is nowhere near even being like a great season for me. If I had to put it on like a tier list, for example, I'd put it probably in like the C tier. I will say though, Avatar collab really helps this season. That was an amazing collab. All right, next we've got the most popular take on all of my posts that I made for this video. It is going to be Chapter 1 and specifically the early seasons, right? Particularly 1 through 4, right? You've got Egg here who says Chapter 1, Season 1 through 4, like others have said, nostalgia blinds people. And then you got Andrew who says Chapter 1, Season 1 through 3, again, nostalgia really blinds people. And for the most part, I would actually agree with this. You saw what happened in Fortnite OG, right? When Season 1 and Season 2 came back, the player counts were like crazy high right at the beginning and then just totally fell off because it was so boring. And again, it's just so difficult to kind of talk retrospectively about these seasons because now the gameplay is totally different in OG than it did, you know, 7-8 years ago when we were playing Season 1 and 2. And look, I can speak from experience. I played Chapter 1, Season 1. But like I said, you saw an OG, right? You've got way too overpowered shotguns. The AR balance is all out of control. SMGs just like don't even exist, right? And the biggest problem, in my opinion, is just zero mobility. Obviously, back then, nobody was complaining about it because you didn't know what future mobility would end up looking like. But now, I mean, just even shockwave grenades, I mean, those would be huge in this mode. It's just like, I remember playing OG Season 1 and 2, and it's just so, so boring. Obviously, it gets a little bit better in Seasons 3 and 4, as we're seeing now with OG, but the player counts are still low, and that's indicative of people just not enjoying this experience. And people like to look back on the early seasons of Chapter 1 with, you know, super rose-tinted glasses, and maybe for the right reason, right? That's when a lot of us were, you know, a lot younger, playing with friends every day. You know, for me, I know I had, like, no responsibility in life. I was just playing Fortnite all day after school. Now, you know, I'm graduated from college, you know, so. But I actually don't think that these are ridiculous takes, and by far, I saw that out of all these seasons in the beginning of Chapter 1 were voted the most overrated seasons. Next, we've got Chapter 5, Season 1. This was by far the second most voted on season, right? You've got Blade, who says Chapter 5, Season 1, I be seeing nostalgia edits for it. And then we've got Jeff, who says Chapter 5, Season 1, I personally thought it was a downgrade from the Chapter 4 heist season. I agree with you. And the train was very disappointing, but I know many people who love that season. And that's what's kind of weird to me, is it seems like there's a lot of people who actually really, really like Chapter 5, Season 1. But nowhere near is this one of the greatest Fortnite seasons of all time, and in fact, it's painfully mid, I think. Again, if we're talking about Chapter 5, I've got to mention projectile weapons. I absolutely despise every single weapon being projectile. I hate it. Let's be honest, weapon attachments have been leaked for years and years. I think we can all agree that they were kind of a flop. There was like two or three attachments that were actually usable and everything else just didn't feel impactful whatsoever. I also personally just don't like the Chapter 5 map, right? And in terms of weapon balance, I would argue maybe this is the worst season ever for that. I mean, the Reaper Sniper, the best sniper rifle of all time, made every other assault rifle totally useless. The shotgun balance was all over the place. The Frenzy Auto completely dominated over the Hammer Pump. The Thunder Burst SMG was miles above every other SMG, the Hyper SMG, of course. Medallions were all out of whack in the beginning, right? It was like, if you didn't get medallions, you weren't going to even have a chance at winning the game. I don't know. It's like, I see why people enjoyed Chapter 5 Season 1. I really do. But personally, not for me. And I think it is a very, very overrated season in the grand scheme of Fortnite history. All right, we're moving on to Rowan, who says, Chapter 3, Season 1. I do like it. However, you can't deny the fact that dying to a guy with the Stinger and MK chasing you with 80 web slingers wasn't annoying. And I would 100% agree with you. I cannot even begin to explain how annoying it was with the Spider-Man web shooters. Yes, they're a fun item to use, but it's just like anytime you would hit somebody for big damage, they would use the web slingers to go away. The third party in this season was an absolute disaster because, one, you had the most accurate assault rifle of all time in the MK, so people would just beam you for a ton of damage and then just push you with 80 web slingers. Again, this is a season that I think when you ask people what is the best season of Chapter 3, they'll either say one of two things. They'll either say Chapter 3 Season 1 or Chapter 3 Season 3, but I think the majority of the community would probably say Season 1 was the best. I also just really don't like the Chapter 3 map. I think this map was incredibly mid and underwhelming. Besides the Daily Bugle, that's one of the best locations we've ever gotten. The weapons just felt weird this season. Like, I don't know how to explain it. For the shotguns, you've got like the Striker Pump, the Heavy Shotgun, and the Auto Shotgun. I mean, that is not a great shotgun meta whatsoever. For SMGs, right, you've got the broken Stinger SMG and the machine pistol for some reason. It's just like, I don't know, Chapter 3 Season 1 to me didn't feel like a significant enough difference from Chapter 2 to warrant its own chapter. Like, do you guys get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like they could have taken Chapter 3 Season 1, and besides the brand new map, obviously, take all the content we got in Chapter 3 Season 1 and put it into a Chapter 2 season. It's really not that crazy if you think about it. And in my opinion, I feel like if this wasn't the launch season for a chapter, it would just go down as like another mid Fortnite season. But of course, let me know your guys' thoughts on that in the comment section down below. All right, and the final take for this video comes from Music, I think you're going for there. It says, Chapter 6 Season 1 was a great season, but it ran out of content quickly. And honestly, I don't think Chapter 6 Season 1 was a great season. I wouldn't consider it that. Firstly, I gotta start with the loot pool here, because Chapter 6, when I look back at it, just has so much absolute junk in here. Like, the Furious Saw Rifle obviously didn't stand a chance against the Hollow Twister. You had the Oni Shotgun, which was terrible on launch. The Twin Fire Auto Shotgun, terrible. The Sentinel Pump, obviously, you know, that's the crown jewel of this season, with the Hollow Twister, obviously, which, by the way, was still broken. The Fire Oni Mask is absolute junk. The Void Oni Mask, though, is a great addition to this game. Such a creative mobility item. I'd love to see something like this come back in the future. The Typhoon Blade, right? Like, I know it's such a controversial item. I know so many people love it, and consequentially, so many people also hate it. Boons were an absolute useless addition to this season, in my opinion, of course. Night Rose's Medallion, terrible, right? Like, nobody really cares about somewhat, like, auto-reloading when you had it. The Shogun X Medallion was just miles better. You had, in my opinion, like, a pretty meh Winterfest event. And when I go back and look at this season, the one standing thing that I think was great about this season was the Godzilla collab. That was just such a great way to shake things up, and I know it's kind of controversial, right? You either love it or you hate it. I don't know, to me, Chapter 6 feels like it has been a really underwhelming chapter so far. And I don't know if this is just like a case of me becoming unk, but like, I ask around people like, hey, have you played, you know, the brand new Fortnite chapter? Like, hey, you want to play Fortnite Chapter 6? And they'll play like one game with me and they're like, yeah, I just don't feel like playing this game anymore. I feel like Chapter 6 Season 1 just didn't have that like oomph to it, right? Like, it didn't have anything that was like driving me to play every single day. And yeah, for those reasons, I think it's an overrated season. Alright guys, wow, like look, I'm sure the comment section is definitely going to be civil down there, because I'm sure everybody watching this video is going to agree with every single take that I made here, obviously. Look, I know that's not the case. Let me know your opinion in the comment section down below. That's why I love making opinionated type of videos, because I love seeing what you guys have to say. If you did go on to enjoy this video, be sure to leave it a like, and while you're at it, go check out me talking about what I believe to be the most underrated seasons in Fortnite history. And obviously, just because I think some seasons in this video are overrated, that doesn't mean they're bad seasons whatsoever. Like, I would not consider Chapter 6 Season 1, for example, a bad season. I just think it's overrated by the community. With that all being said, though, guys, I'll catch you guys in the next one. As always, peace.